Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. First Day in the Mac Group by Scott Naster. In March of 1983, I moved to California to work at Apple. My first job was answering the Lisa hotline, helping Lisa customers work through their application questions and problems. Although the Lisa was very cool technology in 1983, and I was happy to be working on it, the applications were not very deep, and sadly, there weren't many customers. This left plenty of time to learn about other things, like the Lisa's development system, also used to program the Macintosh, due to ship in 1984. My friend Kerry Clark worked in the group that helped third-party developers write Macintosh software. Late in 1983, Kerry gave me an amazing stack of documentation, an early version of Inside Macintosh. It was thrilling to learn how, with simple Pascal procedure calls, any programmer could create windows, track buttons and scroll bars, work with pull-down menus, and draw sophisticated graphics. So when Kerry told me there was a job opening in his group, I jumped at the chance. My first day in the Macintosh group was in April 1984. Kerry set me up with the standard set of hardware for Macintosh software development. In addition to a Mac, a 128 model, of course, I was given a Lisa for editing and compiling code, and an Apple III, which acted as a terminal to the Mac for debugging. I also received a most precious accessory, an external floppy disk drive for the Mac. This prototype, which lacked a case, was such a hot item that I was advised to lock it in a desk drawer at night. After setting up my hardware, Kerry showed me around the Mac building, Bandley 3. We visited the software team's fishbowl near the back of the building, the hardware group's space, and the areas for marketing, finance, and other teams. The director of finance, Debbie Coleman, often yelled questions loudly to other people across the smallish building, a habit I witnessed on that first day. The building's atrium featured a couple of stand-up video games, a fancy stereo system with the first compact disc player I had ever seen, and, incongruously, a grand piano and a motorcycle, placed there by Steve Jobs as examples of great product design. As Kerry and I neared the end of our little tour, we came to one of the few closed, non-cubicle offices in the building. It belonged to Steve Jobs. As we walked past, I peeked in and noticed an Apple logo woven into the carpet. Steve was having a conversation with a couple of guys from the Accessory Products Group, the division that made printers, keyboards, modems, and so on. Steve was concerned about a shortage of ImageWriter dot matrix printers. Apple had forecast that about 70% of Macintosh buyers would also want an ImageWriter, but the actual figure was over 90%, which led to the shortage. To make things worse, the ImageWriter used a part called a microcontroller that was also in short supply. The printer guys in Steve's office were in charge of a new product called the Wide Carriage ImageWriter, a special edition of the printer that was bought mainly by big accounting firms, and usually with an Apple II, not a Mac. The Wide Carriage ImageWriter used the same scarce microcontroller, which further reduced the number of regular ImageWriters that were available. Steve was agitated because some customers were refusing to buy a Mac if they couldn't get an ImageWriter at the same time. As Kerry and I walked past Steve's office, we heard him yelling at the printer guys, reminding them that every Wide Carriage ImageWriter built with the scarce microcontroller would likely cost the company a Mac sale. If you build even one of those Wide ImageWriters... And then he told them about a certain part of their anatomy that would be cut off if that happened. The printer guys looked like they would rather be anywhere else than right where they were. Before much longer, Apple did ship the Wide Carriage ImageWriter, the microcontroller shortage cleared up, and I always felt privileged to have experienced so much about the Mac division on my first day.